Government spends a whole lot of money on security services to hire contractors that can come in and independently test security controls, and that's a really important function. But I think automation would cut down on the effort required to do that, the manpower, and the government in the process would save quite a bit of money in doing that. So I haven't seen a solution that automates that whole testing process to the degree necessary. Usually when you hear about automation of testing, people think of vulnerability assessment. That only gets you so far. There's a whole lot of other controls that could be automated.
Talk a little bit about those other controls that you'd like to see automation around. Are we talking about what?
Well, the patch management, all those kinds of things. I'm just saying the all those various, some of these controls have as many as 9, 10, 12 steps that has to be looked at. And that testing has to go well beyond just the scanning, looking for vulnerabilities, attack signatures, that kind of thing. But to have a way of integrating the results of interviews, as an example, with the technical testing that's associated with a particular control, configuration management, contingency testing and planning. There's perhaps a whole range of controls that hadn't even been considered before for automation. That's what I would ask a vendor to do, to look at the entire control set and assess it in terms of what could be automated, how can we speed this process up.
One of the things you mentioned is you guys are currently going through that gap assessment. Is that for the new FISMA metrics, or is the gap assessment for this 853, or both?
No, it's primarily in response to the OMB FISMA reporting guideline changes. They're asking for some new information in a new format, new way. So we need to figure out our capability to provide an automated response to all of those new requirements. And that's the purpose of the assessment, to see where the gap is. And then we can identify maybe some solutions to help us get where OMB expects us to be.
How are you doing the gap? I mean, is it really just a pen and paper? You know, what do we have? Where do we need to go? Or is there a tool? Or is there another type of process?
It's really a tools assessment of what we have right now. And then also look how we're employing our existing tools. We may not be getting the full capability out of what we have already. No need to purchase something if we already have a tool that'll do it for us and turn that function on. So that's what we're really trying to look at, too. And that's our operations staff that are assessing what they have now. They know, we've shared with them what the new requirements are, so we kind of know what that future state needs to look like. So that's the nature of our gap assessment.
How long do you expect it to take? Is it a six-month process? Is it a two-week process? And when do you have a deadline of when it needs to get done by?
Well, you know, yesterday, since we are responding to OMB by the middle of November, we would hope to have know where we are by the end of July, so that we can start generating the, tuning the tools and generating the data by that cutoff date.
So a really quick turnaround. I mean, is this a complicated process or not compared to maybe some of the other work you have to do?
No, I don't think it's all that complicated. It's just a matter of knowing ourselves, first and foremost, what we have, knowing what real-time monitoring really is defined as in OMB terms. So I'm looking for a down-and-dirty report. I think every agency is really trying to adjust to these new reporting requirements. It's going to take a year or so to get well and be able to do this thing efficiently. That's the way it was 8 years ago when FISMA rolled out, so I kind of expect the same thing today.
And finally, there's you mentioned the Chief Information Security Officers Council, a potential for that. Obviously, the Lieberman-Collins-Carper bill calls for something that's very similar to that. They don't use the name CISO Council or CISO Forum. Why is this so important? And there's a lot of concern I've heard from CIOs that it would separate the CISOs from the CIOs too much. Is that a concern of yours?
Yeah, it is to a degree, because I think they're all always has to be the close linkage between what the CIO is responsible for and what CISO is responsible for, because we're both in the same space and we're mutually supporting. But I think that can be solved. I really think it's important to get the CISOs themselves in a room to discuss issues, as I said, best practices. I really think there's room to learn and share information there. And I think that CISO Council will provide a way to do that. Prior efforts have kind of been unsuccessful, I think, because they have a tendency to become more work group focused and gets pushed down CISO's time is pretty valuable. So I think making it worthwhile, making it effective, then you're going to draw the right people into the room. But it has to be organized the right way. But I think most all of my counterparts would consider that a step forward.